This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's been no shortage of low-level but nonetheless lousy corporate news this week. Radio Shack is going to close a bunch of stores. Today we learned Sbarro, the fast food chain, am I saying that right, Sbarro, is getting set to file for bankruptcy protection. And Staples is going to close 225 stores over the next 2 years to save $500 million because the office supply business just ain't what it used to be. Sally Herships has that story.
What is going on at Staples? Is our love affair with the Post-it note over? Is paper finally dead?
We're not using as much office products anymore, and we're seeing increasing competition from online retailers.
Liang Feng is an equity analyst at Morningstar. He says technology is somewhat to blame.
Now that we have mobility devices, people don't need to purchase as many pens, paper, ink as they did before.
So while her love for stationery products isn't gone, it is spread thin. And Feng says when consumers do shop, they often go to Staples competitors like Costco or Amazon, which means other office supply stores are having problems too. David McGoldrick is a researcher with Euromonitor International.
It's not actually really a problem with them in particular. It's more of the overall business environment that they're in.
Like the recent polar vortex. Bad weather equals bad sales. McGoldrick says one way Staples is dealing with these problems is by relocating to smaller stores.
These stores have much less overhead and they're cheaper to run, so that even with the decreased product selection, Staples is able to make a better profit per store.
And Staples is expanding its business-to-business products. Scott Tillman is an analyst with B. Riley.
Think snacks, sodas, water, facilities, think cleaning supplies.
And even safety goggles for warehouse workers or medical supplies, because Tillman says Staples sells to a lot of medical and dental offices. Morningstar's Liang Feng says closing stores never looks good, but Staples isn't in bad shape.
Staples has actually outperformed the other office product retailers for quite a long time.
But Feng says business-to-business sales are lower margin. So he says while we can expect Staples to stick around, it could struggle to grow. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.